Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Don Cooper. Don is a longtime member, original founding member, actually, of our Brain Trust. He is the president of the Sales Heretic. He's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet. We're going to be talking in this segment about how to do a better job of putting your best foot forward in front of folks, right? Presentations. Doing a presentation, delivering a proposal, right, Don?
Exactly.
I tell people, show me 100 people who tell you that proposals don't work for them or in their industry or with their customers, and I'll show you 99 that they're wrong.
Exactly.
So what do you think?
The challenge is they just don't know how to do one very well.
Right.
So too many salespeople and business owners create a presentation or proposal, and they don't really know what they're doing, so they're not doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
And the result is they end up with a presentation that doesn't actually do a very good job of selling. And so I want to share one simple thing that will make your sales presentations infinitely better.
All right.
And that tactic is to tell stories. Whether it's a proposal or a presentation, use stories to communicate the core of your message.
People have always wanted to hear stories. That's a primordial human thing, but it's becoming more and more useful as a tool, isn't it?
Yeah. Stories are incredibly powerful because we've used them forever. We find them inherently engaging and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than going through a long list of features, tell a story about your product, about your service, involving customers, and let the story do a lot of your selling for you.
Over the years, I have made a living off of, I don't know how many different closes I have, Don. I've been doing it so long. I have an infinite number of types of closes. But there's one that of the 13 major ones that I learned, generations ago, was called the similar situation close.
Mm-hmm.
The similar situation close is storytelling.
Yep.
And you know, you somebody tells you what they've got, can you help me? And you say, well, let me tell you about what somebody else who did this. And
exactly.
Then you tell a story. And even if you're aggregating two or three stories together without mentioning any names, you're still telling them the story. It's not exactly, a real world story, but it's a way of showing them what really has happened. You're leaving the names out to protect the guilty, right?
Precisely. Now, if you can use the actual name, that's even better.
I really never did because I always felt like that really was, if I was a good storyteller, the name wasn't important.
No, it's not that important. It helps. The critical thing is to tell the actual story.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came to us, and they said they needed this, and they had this problem, and they had this challenge.
And let me tell you what we did for them.
Here's what happened. Exactly.
Here's what we did for them. And that, boy, that makes people feel better. They like it.
Yeah. It communicates in a way that other approaches can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can understand stories. We can follow along stories. And we can put ourselves into the story.
And you can put them into the story.
Yeah.
You can put your prospect into the story.
That's precisely correct.
Because you can actually say, isn't that the kind of thing that you're looking for?
Right.
Isn't that what you're looking for?
Exactly.
Why don't we do more storytelling?
Because we're not taught to do that. We're typically taught to sell features and benefits.
Yeah.
Most salespeople in most companies are taught to sell, and not even benefits, but just features. And so they're taught to do a presentation or a proposal by listing all the different features of whatever it is they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
And they think the features are going to sell them, you know, whatever they're selling. And the problem is most of us, and whether you're a small business person or a professional or a salesperson, this is often our mentality, we love our product. We love what we do.
Right.
And we know everything about it.
And the people we work for, if we're a salesperson working for somebody, we don't love it as much as our bosses love it.
Yeah. And so we think if we just tell somebody else everything we know mm-hmm. about what we sell, they'll love it just as much.
Which worked.
They don't.
Which kind of worked a generation ago, but today they already know that, don't they, the customers?
I don't know if they even did work a generation ago. I don't think it really did.
Well, you could kind of get away with it back in the day when you and I were our customers' internet.
Right.
Well, you could get away with it for a little bit, but it wasn't a high percentage.
No.
But today it's 0%.
Precisely. So you've got to get away from features and benefits. You've got to get away from talking about the product or service and instead talk about the results.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to talk about results is to talk about somebody else who's experienced them.
Mm-hmm.
So that your client can see, okay, well, here's the situation, here's what's going to happen, here's what we can expect.
Mm-hmm.
And we can expect this because it's happened to somebody else already.
And if you've got a really good customer, if you've cultivated and nurtured a really good customer, you could say, you know, you've really done such a wonderful job with our products. If I ever had a customer, a prospect, who was a little unsure about how things were going to go, could I have them call you?
Yeah.
Boy, that's golden when you get that.
You bet.
And then you can let them tell the story, right? Right,
exactly.
Don, give us your website, please.
It's doncooper.com.
Lots of stuff there, folks. Check it out. Doncooper.com. Make sure you subscribe to his newsletter, too, while you're there. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.